great, yes, you are, O Holy One. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, Almighty God. Oh, everything written about you is great. I'm going to sing it again. For you are great, yes, you are, oh, Holy One. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. Hallelujah. You are great, you are great, you are great. Hallelujah. You are great,
you are great.
Oh yes, you are great,
you are great.
Yes, Lord,
you are great.
Oh yes, you are great,
you are great.
Oh, you are great,
you are great.
Oh, everything written about you. You, Lord, this morning, everything you do is great. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord, that you are always good towards your children. Hallelujah. We worship you. Praise your name. Sing it all together to the top. You are great. Yes, you are, Lord.
For you are great. Yes, you are. Holy One.
Praise as we lift our hands to you.
Hallelujah. Let's sing it all together. Yes, Lord, for you are God.
For you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, reign, reign, reign. Father, we thank you. Sovereign One, we thank you. You're the Lord of hosts. The host in heaven and the host in the earth. And we thank you, Lord, that you have called us to be in partnership with you. We ask, O God, for your help, even the quickening of the Holy Spirit, to bring us into alignment. So, Lord, that your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Father, we want to be properly timed. Do a fine tune up so that our timing is in sync with yours. We trust you tonight that you're doing it in us, with us, through us, for us, and by us. And Lord, oh God, not only those that are here now present, but Lord, because you're a spirit, that your word, oh God, will penetrate, oh God, through all systems and reach everyone concerned so that we all come together into the place of the unity of faith. We give you praise that you are doing a mighty work in your church and all over the world. Your spirit is moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. It's good to have you here tonight for this time of fellowshipping together and exploring the Word of God together. I will encourage you greatly, if you were not here this morning, to please go and tap into the Word that we received this morning so that your heart and my heart can be fully in sync. One of the things we talked about this morning was the fact that nothing happens until we come into alignment with God and His will. There is a powerful agreement. And so the Word of God says, where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in the midst of them. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's freedom, there's empowerment. Moses said, Lord, if you don't come with us, we don't need an angel. If you don't come with us, we're not going anywhere. We've got to have your presence. The presence of God is of utmost importance. And he says it is in the place of unity, where two or three are gathered together in his name. So when we are unified in his name, there he is. And liberty is the net result of that oneness. But when we talk about the presence of God, we cannot separate it from his word. His word ultimately is his presence. Where the word of the king is, there is power. Amen? And he is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. So where his word is, there is power. Not just power for power's sake, but creative power. Creative power. When we talk about creative power, we're talking about the creation of something that is not. You cannot create what is. Hello. And when we're talking about the creative power of God, we're talking about something new that was not. But that which is created comes out of the mind of the one that is creating it. Hello. So when we have the Word of God, we have the mind of God concerning a matter. Makai. Are we together so far? When we have the Word of God, we have the mind of God concerning a matter, concerning what He wants to bring to pass. And this is where it becomes very tricky. God has very deliberately handicapped Himself. And by so doing, He handicaps the devil. Because the devil cannot do anything based on any principle that God cannot do. Let me explain. God, when He said, "The heavens, even the heavens belong unto the Lord, but the earth has He given to the sons of men," separated Himself from full control of the earth, and by so doing, separated the devil from it. Are we together so far? So the devil cannot just do whatever he wants to do in the earth without having the influence over a man. Okay. So nothing is happening here without the authorization of a man. Reflect on that for a moment. Nothing. God cannot just come here and just do anything He wants to do without a man connection. And therefore, based on that principle, the devil cannot just come here and do whatever he wants to do without a man. So both have to have a man. Somebody who's going to be in alignment. And so we have the sons of God and the sons of Belial. We have sons of God and sons of Satan. But the amazing thing is that the sons of God, when they are in alignment with God, overcome. Hallelujah. But this is a trick. If we are not connected to God and they are connected to the devil, they overcome us. For it is the people that know their God that do exploits. If you are ignorant of your God, you will be exploited. So we need to know God. We need to know God by beholding Him. And when we behold Him, we have been changed into that same glory. We become more and more like God every day as He chips off from our lives that which does not belong, that which makes us less than Him. I remember a very deep discussion I was having with the Lord about 2 or 3 weeks ago, somewhere between 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning. He began to say to me, he said, "The first Adam gave it all away. And the devil had control over everything." He said, "The last Adam came and took it all back." He said, "Son, the devil is bankrupt." I said, "Huh?" This was like an hour, almost 2 hours discussion. I'm compressing this discussion. I'm summarizing it. He said, "The devil is bankrupt. He's using your stuff." I said, "Huh?" He said, "It's all yours now." But the devil is using it because you don't know what I have already acquired for you. The devil no longer has the world. That's why I said, before the full manifestation of it, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It's all mine. You say, do you remember what my word says? In Psalm 2, where it says, I will declare the decree of the Lord. I will declare. I want you to take note of that. I will what? Declare the decree. The Lord had said unto me. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. That was the decree. You're my son. This day have I begotten thee. I gave birth to you. You are born again. It says, on the basis of this fact, that you are my son, and you are declaring the decree, which is, you are my son. And by him saying, you are my son, it takes the power out of me saying, I'm his son. He declares it, but he says to me to say what he said. Hello? I am saying what he said. And what he said is, you're my son. It's a decree. It is a law. By the very fact that he said it, you're my son. Watch this. This gets really excited. He says, based on that, you recognizing that you're my son, which means that you belong to me, and you are of my kind, You don't say to a dog as a person, you're my son. The dog will always be a dog. But a dog can say to another puppy, you're my son, if it can talk. Because they're of the same kind. God says, you are my son. This day have I begotten you. I gave birth to you. A dog did not give birth to you. A chicken did not give birth to you. A lion did not give birth to you. I, God, gave birth to you. And it is a decree. Everyone needs to know in all of the universe that I said, you're my son. And now as my son, you can do this. Ask me. And I shall give thee the hidden for thine inheritance. Excuse me. Wait. What do you mean you're going to give me the hidden for my inheritance? I shall ask you. It means that even the hidden belongs to the Lord. Or else he cannot give to me when I ask. He's saying, they don't even have the authority to resist what I have already declared over you when I said, you're my son. And on the basis and the foundation of that particular truth, I will be able to stand anywhere in the world and say, today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come to the Lord. I command you, not I plead, not I beg you, give your life to Jesus. I command you to surrender your life to the Lord. Because I am an enforcer of the word of God. You say, don't they have a will? Well, they have a will to obey. This is foreign thinking to us. But this is a thinking that must come into alignment, because God is not willing that anyone perishes. So he gives the Holy Spirit to convict people, to convict them, so that they become aware of their need for him. So he says, ask me, as my son that I spoke a decree over, and I said, you're my son, and you began to repeat what I said about you, I want you to go and do the same thing. Ask me, and I'm going to give you the heathen, the ungodly, those who do not know me. I'm going to give them to you as your inheritance. And the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Because you recognize that you are my son. Are we together? The awareness. I belong to God. He's my keeper. He's my protector. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my redeemer. He's the God who's called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He who commanded light to come out of darkness. He commanded it. He's given me the grace to begin to speak the word of command from a position of authority and saying, blind man, see. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't say for me to pray about it, because I dare anybody to show me anywhere that Jesus prayed for any sick person. He did not. He just, what do you want? I want to see. Okay, see. Here, walk. Lazarus, come forth. It's from the position of sonship. And the word of God says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What is the problem? We are not doing what he did. I will declare the decree of the Lord. He says, there is the manifestation of the sons of God. And the Lord begins to remind me, saying, the reason why there is no manifestation of the sons of God, as I've declared in my word, is because you have not said it out of your mouth that you are the sons of God. Oh. We keep on pushing it back and back and back. Someday we will become the sons of God when we are righteous enough. But the word of God says you are already the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. You need to say it. You don't need to, when he comes down, that's when I will become. When he raises up, that's when I'll become. He says, I've already done that. I am God, the word in your mouth. Amen. The word in your mouth. Is that not what the word of God says in Romans 10? We are not saying what God said about us. You are not, I am not. That's why we are still lazy here, struggling through life, when God has called us to rise up, because his glory is now resting upon us in every realm, in every area. God has called us to stand up and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are more than what we think we are. We are the sons of God. And yet he does not yet appear. But when we see him, and behold his glory, we will begin to experience what his word says. We'll find out that we are like him. Like him. I am like him. I am like him. How is that going to happen? Me looking onto the author and the finisher of my faith. I am like my papa. I am like my papa. What God wants me to say is not to remind him about how sinful I am. He wants me to remind myself that I am his. I am like you, Papa. I am like my father. I am like my father. If that's all the prayer you pray, that's good enough. Lord God, I am like you. I am like you. I am like you. Oh, no, Pastor. What are you talking about? Well, he said, be you holy because I'm holy. Did he not? Amen. He didn't say your holiness should be based on the Canadian laws. He says, I say you're holy, you are holy, you walk in holiness, you walk uprightly before me. I am your God and you are my people. Amen. Oh my God. Oh Lord, I am so weak. He said, okay, why don't you say you that are weak? Why don't you just simply say, I am strong? Amen. Glory be to God. If this is not helping me, helping you, it's helping me. Hallelujah. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God has given to me the gift of righteousness. I receive the gift of righteousness. I receive your gift of righteousness. Father, I am righteous. I am made holy. I walk uprightly before you. I am not a four-legged dog crawling around. No. I am the Son of the Most High God. I am the child of the Most High God. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm empowered to succeed. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. I rise and I shine. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's who we are. And we must become very aware of this reality. Because the world is waiting for people, men and women, that are confident about what God's word says about them. Amen. We've got to believe the word of God. Even his return does not happen until we come into alignment and begin to say, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Is that not what 1 Corinthians 16, I believe verse 22 talks about? Yeah? Did I get my verse wrong? No. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Maranatha. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Maranatha. Come Lord. Come Lord. Come Lord. Come Lord Jesus. When we begin to cry out, come Lord Jesus, that's when he's going to come. Because he's given us the authority to determine, not out of fear of what is coming into the world, but because our love for him is so strong that we say, Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you. You know, the selfishness is not good, but there is a place where selfishness is good. When you want to have the Lord and walk with him. In a few days, we are going to lay a very dear woman of God to rest. But we had the privilege of hearing her. I have not spent too much time with people that are dying. God has graced me to see people that were dying come back to life. I've seen it over and over again. That's partly why we've not buried many. Maybe two or three. For close to 50 years of ministry, that's a major record. Well, we spent time with this dear daughter of the Most High God. She wanted to be here. She was believing God for her healing. I was believing God for her healing. Every one of us were believing God for our healing. Then one day, she sees the Lord. And she's having this discussion with Mama. I happened to come in afterwards because I was packing the vehicle. And she's staring out there. And Mama says to her, I say, what are you looking at? She says, I'm looking at the way, the truth, and the life. What do you mean you're looking at the way? Yeah, I see the way, the truth, and the life. I see him. You see the way, the truth, and the life? Yeah, I see the way. Oh, I see the streets of the New Jerusalem. It's pure gold. It's not fake gold. I see it. I see it. Then at another time, I happened to be there, and she says, clear the road, clear the road. You guys get out of it. Mama is asking, what are you saying? She says, some people, just get out of the way. This wide road. He says, now I'm on the right road, the narrow road. And she says, are we going? We're going. Now the road is clear. We're going, we're going, we're going, we're going on this narrow road. We're going, we're going. I said, oh, this is going to be a battle. This lady is seeing the other side already. And we wanted to start praying. And she says, get out of here. Just go. I know I wanted to stay, but now you just go. I see the nations, they're singing. And this lady that is weak, she starts raising her hand and she starts waving. Mama says, what are you doing? Are you dancing? He says, yeah, I'm dancing. I'm dancing with them. I'm dancing. I'm dancing. I said, yay. Oh, there's no way we're getting this one back. There's no way we're getting this one back. Well, if you want to go, you can go. The doctor came into the room. We wanted to go to the bank to go deal with something. He said, I don't think you should be leaving. I've seen this. I think she's going to be gone in a few minutes. Gone where? I see her. She's dying right now. I don't think it's going to be even an hour. So by the time you go to the bank and come back, she'll be gone. So since you've come all the way here, just stay. But the Lord had told us very clearly, he gets the first word and he gets the last word. It doesn't matter what the doctor says or whoever. She hung around for another 4 or 5 days. The doctor came in after about an hour and looked. Is she dead yet? No, she hasn't died. She was going to go when she was ready to go. She'd seen the other side, but she was not going to follow the calendar of man. Hallelujah. So she finally stepped to the other side, and we know where she is at. She came into alignment with the will and the word of God for her life. God is calling you and I to a place where we align with his word. If we choose to live, we live. If you choose to die, you die. But you must live or die. Listen. Paul determined when he was going to die. You know, he said, yeah, I can go now, but for your sake, I think I need to hang around. So he was determining when he was going to live or die. And I've seen men and women of God who knew when they were going to die, call their family together, lay hands on them, release the blessing upon them, and as soon as they prayed the last prayer or released the last word of blessing, they closed their eyes and they were gone. I know of a mighty man of God who is sitting down with people, his guest speakers at the table, and he says to them, "Have you ever seen somebody just walk and go home to be with the Lord? He's healthy. He's not sick." And they're looking at him, "What is he talking about?" And he was gone. Just like that. He determined. You determine what happens. It's not in the hands of the devil. Hallelujah. Why? The keys of death and the grave are in the hands of the Lord. He took it. Yes? Did he not? So your life or death is not in the hands of the devil. Tell that lying devil, shut up. You don't have any control over any aspect of my life. You don't determine anything in my life. You don't determine my rising up or my going down. It's all in the hands of the living God. And my papa loves me. And he has declared a decree. And I am declaring the decree that he has declared. And he says, I'm his son. And as his son, I am saying the heathen is mine for mine inheritance. And the utmost parts of the earth are mine for possession. Glory be to God. The word of God says in Luke 1 and verse 45, says this: the word of the Lord had come to the woman called Mary. God said to her through the angel Gabriel, "You're going to have a baby." And she says, "How is that possible when I do not know a man?" And God says, "We're not talking about natural things here. We're talking about the supernatural. You are going to be overshadowed with the Spirit of God. And that holy thing that's going to be found in you is going to be the Son of the Most High God." He says, "By the way, your cousin, Elizabeth, the one that was called barren, she's pregnant. She's been pregnant for 6 months." What are you talking about? How can the one that is called barren be pregnant? He says, "This is a sign." She's pregnant for 6 months. She's pregnant in her old age. This is God saying, as we said this morning, that he wants to bring us to a place where seasons don't matter. Seasons don't matter. He put seasons in place, but God wants us to override and go beyond the limitation of seasons. Says she, the one that is barren, is pregnant. She's conceived, and it's been 6 months. Reason: for with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Nothing. There are no impossibilities with God. But guess what? Who else, God's word says, nothing shall be impossible for those that believe. Nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. So those that believe God begin to have the God kind of experience. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible for me. I can do all things through Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing that strengthens me. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do what God says I can do. Hallelujah. So she leaves and she goes to see Elizabeth. And while she gets there, the six-month-old baby or fetus in her womb leaps. And she is filled with the Holy Ghost. Wow. The presence of the fetus called Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, comes in contact with the one that God said was going to be born. Because a man, watch this, a man called Zacharias did not stop believing that even in his old age, that what he was believing for shall come to pass. Read the Bible. Zacharias kept on believing. Because the angel said, God has answered your prayers. What prayers? Even Zechariah, old man, you see praying to have a baby? He didn't stop. He's old, but he didn't stop. Too many times we stop because of his circumstance. This is not happening yet, so it must not be the will of God. Who told you that it was not the will of God? If God started it, he will complete it. Did you start this believing? Did you start this? Did this word not say that he will do exceedingly far beyond that which you dare ask or think? So there's not a point that you can say, this is, maybe I was asking too much. No, no, no. God says, I will supersede whatever it is that you're believing for. The other day, we're walking out here, and the son in this house was telling me about a miracle of sight that somebody had received. This man was blind, a woman, and the doctor says, you can't see, and the guy says, I can see. So what do you mean you can see? It's impossible for you to see. All of your eyeball and everything is all messed up. You can't see. So I can see. And is that not you? And so I was telling him stuff. I said, I tell you one better. A guy with a glass eye stuck in his skull, starts seeing through the glass eye. Doctor says, you can't be seeing. So I can see. Says, you got a glass eye, takes the glass eye out and says, starts talking about what he can see. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. What we're talking about is not about the possibilities of the natural mind. We're talking about a God who created all things out of nothing just by the speaking of his word. Oh, what do you think will happen when we start coming to agreement with his word? Amen. Lord, I agree. Listen, the Bible ends up with God said, and it ends with amen. Oh, what a book, man. Amen. So let it be. God is taking you and I to that place where we say, amen. The Bible says Jesus is the Amen of God. Oh, Kalabashikaya. Oh, I feel like running all over this place. Amen, amen, amen. God taking ordinary people, I'm doing extraordinary things through them. See, I'm a nobody. That makes you even more qualified because you won't be able to take any credit for it. What credit are you going to take? You did it? You did it? What did you do? If God does not answer, you can pray all you want. If God did not answer, you're done. It is the doing of the Lord. Even our Lord Jesus Christ says, in John 14, says, it is the Father that doeth the works. We're not talking about your ability. We're talking about God's ability working his works in you and through you. So what do? I need to surrender myself to his will being done in me and through me. Glory be to God. He says, blessed is the one that believes, for there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance of that which the Lord told her. And we're talking about God performing those things that he's exposing us to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There shall be a performance. What has God declared to us? He's saying to us, there shall be a performance of it. There will be a manifestation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There shall be a performance. When Elizabeth saw Mary, Mary was just pregnant. There's no sign of it. There was no natural sign. Nothing in the natural will say, she is pregnant. But the word of God says, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Huh? Now, this is interesting. Because we don't have any record that Mary or that Elizabeth knew for a fact that Mary was pregnant or that she was married. Let's put it that way. So you see this beautiful young lady that the last time you had seen her, she was not married. And you start saying to her, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. On the basis of what? On the basis of, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You and I need to be in relationship with people that are filled with the Holy Ghost. People that are in alignment with the will of God and the word of God, that will speak prophetically, not based on what they saw or what they know in the natural, but based on the knowing of God. And she says, and whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord, hold it, the mother of your Lord should come to me? The mother of your Lord? Elizabeth, how do you know this? By the Holy Ghost. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears. I say that the voice of God will sound in your ears, that as I'm speaking right now, that there'll be a sound that comes into your hearing. And that sound is a sound that releases faith, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that the vision and the purposes of God in you that you are pregnant with will begin to leap now in your spirit, in your soul, in your body, that you'll begin to tap into the higher levels of that which God has designed and proclaimed for you this day and forevermore. The babe leaped in my womb for joy. Let the dreams and the hopes of God in you begin to leap. Even now, by the authority of the word of God, let God's grace abound towards you and I so that we begin to experience the visions of God, an excitement deep within us that say, this is possible. I believe what God said. I believe I'm the son of the Most High God. I am stepping into my destiny. I'm stepping into my calling. I'm stepping into my purpose. And the world will know that God, my God, is the sovereign, the Lord of hosts, who reigns forever and is displaying his glory in me and through me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Says, I'm blessed is she that believed. I'm so glad that you believed when you heard the word of God. When you said, how is this going to happen? And the angel said, the Spirit of God is going to overshadow you. In the beginning, the Bible tells us in Genesis 1 how the Spirit of God brooded upon the waters. And then God began to speak. The first state of this supernatural change that God is bringing into your life and mine is the very presence of the Holy Spirit. The word of God says the Spirit of God is going to bring us into a place of awareness. He's going to remind us of the things that the Lord has spoken. Understand that John, writing about the things that Jesus did, said it was so amazing, so big, that if they were to be written, we're not talking about the 3.5 years of his ministry. Just the 40 days. Just the 40 days that the world will not be able to handle it. Can you imagine what God is going to do? Super fast. It's going to drive the devil crazy because he doesn't know what to do. He's going to be begging for Jesus to come so that we can get out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sons of God. The sons of God. Do you understand when we talk about the manifestations of the sons of God, what the sons of God are going to do? Just two prophets. Just two. Wreaked havoc in the world. They were calling down storms and, who are you talking about? Okay, you see what's going to happen? Your city is wiped out. What are you talking about? Foom! Houses are flying. They're calling down fire. They're doing everything. Huh? Oh, that must be Elijah, and maybe that's Moses, and maybe that's Enoch, and forget about that. I know what the Lord told me many years ago, way back in the 70s. He said to me, that is representing the Old Testament church and the New Testament church coming together and proclaiming the will of God. You know, there's a separation. There's a separation between the old and the new. But look at the old and see all the amazing things that happened there. Huh? Axe heads floating. Amazing miracles. In the New Testament, we got some amazing things happening. Dorcas is raised from the dead and on and on and on. There's all kinds of miracles. The devil thought he could kill Paul. They threw stones at him and they left him for dead. After they left, he gets up. You can't kill the unkillable. The guy gets up and starts preaching. How are you going to stop the child of God who knows who he is? Do you want to be shocked a little bit? What we have read in the Bible, in the New Testament, that is elementary. I don't think you heard what I said. I said that's elementary. What God wants to do is beyond what we have read in the Bible. He said, but those were the disciples. Excuse me. The disciples, yes. Those were the disciples. The ones that denied Jesus. I don't know him. I swear. Those ones that ran away. Those were the ones that he used to shake the whole world when the Holy Spirit came over them. Guess what he's going to do again? Holy Spirit is going to come upon us like never before. About a year ago, I gave you a prophetic word here. I said the first stage of this move of the Holy Spirit is that people are going to return back to the traditional churches. Do you remember me saying this? Guess what's happening? The traditional churches are overflowing with people gathering there. Catholic churches are packed. They are beginning to announce it on the news. What is happening? There's a revival. And you watch, it's in the traditional churches. I said, that's where it's going to start. But then it's going to come over because the Spirit of God is about to fill everything. Nobody's going to be left out. This is the day and the time when wheat is going to grow right through snow. Because there are no season limitations anymore. I pray that you're hearing. And I pray that you're hearing that God has qualified you, that you are not unqualified to be used of God. But you need to open your mouth and begin to declare the decree of the Lord. You and I need to begin to say what God says about us. Stop praying all kinds of foolish prayers. Just say what God said. What did he say? That's what he said. I'm a son of God. I know my God. I'm doing great exploits. And he said, as a son, I will do greater things than he did because he's gone to be with the Father. Lord Jesus, I know that you are with the Father. And because you are with the Father, I am well now equipped to do greater works. I thank you that I am the manifestation of who you are. It's not about me praying for 20 hours. It's about me knowing who I am based on what he said. Amen. Taking hold of what God said and not letting go of it. That's what happens. In Isaiah, there's so much more to share with you, but Isaiah chapter 9, starting to read from verse 6. It says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. The last time I checked, the shoulder belongs to the body. Jesus is the head of the body. Hello? But the shoulder is attached to the neck. And it says the government, the rule, the reign shall be upon his shoulder. Guess what? Are you ready for this? The Ark of the Covenant, which was the Ark of his presence, was to be carried on the shoulder of the priest. And we are his priest. Amen. Glory be to God. A holy nation. Amen. We're the priests of the Lord. And we are the ones who carry his presence. It says, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Why? Because he is a child that is born, the son that is given, and the one whose government is upon his shoulder. Because of that, his name shall be called Wonderful. In essence, when we begin to take our place, he will be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. When we begin to take our place, he will be called Counselor. When we begin to take our place, he will be called the Mighty God. When we begin to take our place, he will be called the Everlasting Father. When we begin to take our place, he will be called the Prince of Peace, because we take our place carrying his presence. Amen. Glory to God. And then, oh my God, something I cried to the Lord about a few years back. I said, Lord, I was here early in the morning, Sunday. I said, Lord, we don't need another revival that starts and then it ends. Oh, there's a revival in Toronto. Oh, there's a revival in Pensacola. Oh, there's a revival in Wales. There's a revival here. There's a revival there. And then it peters out. I said, we cannot be having this. This, I know, isn't you. Are we going to ever have a revival that keeps on going on and on? He said, son, yes. I said, really? A revival is coming that will not end. It won't peter out. It won't come down and up, and it will just keep on going. He said, yes. He says, you will never peak. I said, never peak. He said, anything that peaks drops. I said, oh, this is good. Tell me more. He says, there's a revival coming that will just keep on increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing. And the volume keeps on rising and rising and rising and rising and will never come down. He says, this is going to be part of the carrying away that you are so okatai brashandaraba. Enoch walked with God and was not. You talking about the rapture? It's going to happen because the church is so walking with the Father and excited by what the Father is doing. And one day, shoop, we're gone. Just gone, just gone, just gone. What happened to them? They walked with God. Church is not going to be stale because we will not know what is going to happen at any time. And it's not always going to happen from the pulpit. We are going to come to church and all of a sudden the Spirit of God starts moving with somebody way back at the end. And we'll all know that this is his move of God. And as soon as everyone is done, then another person over here, and another person over here. It is Holy Ghost confusion, but order. Hallelujah. I remember one day we were having a revival conference here, a prayer conference. I had about 5-6 speakers. And I was coming to the service this particular day, and the Lord says, today, I'm going to play football. I'm going to be quarterback. I said, what does that mean? He said, you're going to see. He said, I'm going to be the quarterback. You won't know where I'm going to throw the ball. I said, Lord, okay, which of the ministers are you going to use? He said, I didn't tell I was going to use any of the ministers. I said, but we're having a conference. He said, watch. So we were here. Praise and worship. All of a sudden, the hand of God rests on my daughter. And I think she went on that line over there. I don't know how it started, but she started laying hands on people. Just like that. And people were falling under the power of God. People were, first of all, sitting down, still looking up here for action. The action was over there. So after a while, they forgot about us. They started joining the line. And the power of God was foom, 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 foom. He said, didn't I tell you I was going to play quarterback? I said, yes. He said, I threw the ball to her. That's what's going to happen in church. And nobody dare mess with what God wants to do. We're not talking about confusion that is born out of the flesh. We're talking about the move of the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. There's no end of the increase. There will be no stopping of the increase. So it just keeps on increasing. Amen. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This is going to be the doing of the Lord. The Lord says, the zeal of the house of the Lord has consumed me. Now, this zeal, this passion, is going to be made manifest through his people. The Lord has turned the page. And the page that we are in now is the page of the declaration of the manifestation of the sons of God. We say, what do we need to do that? Just begin to say what he said about you. Amen. That's it. The longest and shortest prayer you need to pray is, Lord, I am who you say I am. Amen. I am your son. I belong to you. And your power is flowing through me. Oh, look, look, look. It says the Lord sent what? A word unto Jacob, and it had lighted upon Israel. It is the word that was sent that delivers us from all of our destructions. That sent word, he says, is what is going to cause us to do the works of God. The disciples said, Lord, what must we do that we might work the works of God? And said, believe in the one that is sent. That's it. So we'll wrap up tonight by saying, God, make me a manifestation of your sent word. Hallelujah. Let your glory light on me. You see, Jacob, the Bible tells us, was the name of the supplanter, the one who did not know who he was because he lied about who he was. He was claiming a false identity. Yeah? Who are you? I'm Jacob. Oh, no, no, no. I'm Esau. You talk like Jacob, but you feel like Esau. That was the statement made by a father that was blind. Yeah? He did not see. But this stage, we do not have a father that is blind. Amen. We have a father that sees. And while he took and got the birthright and the blessing of the firstborn wrongfully, everything he did was stolen from him, basically. He had to work hard, double, to get the first. But God causes all things to work together for good, because we wouldn't have had 12 tribes of Israel, 12 sons, if that did not happen between Leah and his sister, Rachel. Are we together? God causes everything to work together. So now he comes, he's coming back, and he encounters an angel. And he says to the angel, you got to bless me. They wrestled all night. And the angel, as he wrestled with the angel says, you got to let me go. They wrestled all night. I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. Angel says to him, what's your name? What is your name? The last time you left, you said your name was Esau. What's your name? He said, I'm Jacob. I'm Jacob. Okay. Jacob, we're going to change your name now. You're going to be from this day Israel. You have your name change. Well, we've been Jacob for the longest time, laying claim on stuff that we didn't have a right to or whatever. But now, it's a new day. We need to recognize who we are, lay claim to who we are, so that God can take us to where we should be. Because God is not going to change you based on the false identity. We need to acknowledge, Lord, we mess up, but Lord, oh God, your word says that we are new creations. I acknowledge both. I'm a sinner that is now a saint. And from now on, I'm no longer a sinner, I'm a saint. Hallelujah. I'm now a saint, called by God, empowered by God, doing the will of God, causing heaven and earth to marry each other. Hallelujah. He's going to do it. Do you believe it? There shall be a performance of what God has spoken to us because we believe. Amen. Praise God. It's always a joy sharing the word of God with you. Hallelujah. Rise with me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. And now he sets me free. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. And now he sets me free. So I can shout hallelujah. I can shout hallelujah. I can shout praise the Lord. So I can shout hallelujah. I can shout hallelujah. I can shout praise the Lord. Lord, we have no words, but just to say, let it be unto us according to your word. We believe you. And we're asking, oh God, for the transformation that is possible. Indeed, it has already been done. We ask, oh God, that even as you tore the veil, the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies, the most holy place from the holy place in the temple, that there will be a ripping of every veil that has separated us from you. Father, we thank you for the grace to access your presence so that we know that we are the chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, when the authenticity of Aaron was challenged, Aaron, who was the only one allowed as a high priest to go beyond and behind the veil, you made it possible for Moses, who was not permitted to go there, to go twice, not just once, twice, taking the rods and placing them before the ark of your presence. And on the next day when he went and he took of those rods, the rod of the chosen had budded. Its true identity revealed. It was Aaron's rod. Lord, so let it be unto us now that as you place us behind the curtains, that we be identified authentically, because Lord, oh God, we have blossomed, we have flowered, we've become fruitful, not because we were planted in some soil, but because we've been in the presence of the one who has chosen us. You said, you've not chosen me, but I chose you, that you be fruitful and that you multiply and that you, the fruits abide. So whatever it is that you ask the Father in my name, that he will do it. We come to that place today recognizing that we didn't choose you, you chose us. You said, you're my son. I declared by the word of decree. And today we come into agreement and say, Lord, Papa, Abba, we come to you. Do for us what no man can. Do for us that which only you have accomplished. And may we become true enforcers of the embargo on the kingdoms of darkness. And may we enforce the bankruptcy of the enemy. For all the silver and all the gold belongs to you. We shall not look to the world for their resources, for they have no resources. It is not their resources. It is the resources of our Father. And He has granted those resources to us. And so today we step into our true destiny and purpose, and we thank you that grace is sufficient. We are more than conquerors. We are the blessed of the Lord, the redeemed of the Lord, the chosen of the Lord, empowered to succeed. We are the manifestations of the sons of God. That's who we are. Let it now be unto us according to thy word. For this day we say, it is said, I am the Son of the living God. So let it be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for paying attention. I must have been speaking for a long time. Huh?
Nobody's sleeping here.
I like that. Well, let us honor God with our giving right now. Let's honor God. Let's partner with Him through our giving. Let His kingdom come and His will be done in us and with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Exercise every opportunity to give unto the Lord, because He can only multiply your seed sown. Just so. For a harvest. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Sister Sherry to close us in prayer. Deaconess Sherry, close in prayer. And when she's done, we'll cut off from those that are on Facebook and YouTube and other platforms, and we'll say a quick hello to those that are on Zoom. And may I remind everyone that Mama's Sister's homegoing celebration is going to happen this Thursday on the 23rd at 11 a.m. at Cropo at 1442 Main Street. You're invited to come celebrate that wonderful life together. Deaconess.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise.
Yes.
Father, Lord. There is none like you. Hallelujah. You have the first word, you have the last word, and we thank you. You have each one in your hand.
Yes.
We thank you, Father. You have created each one for your purpose. You have created each of us to be a God carrier, to carry your presence to the world. You do not discriminate.
Mm-mm.
You choose those who will willingly surrender to you.
That's right.
We say yes and amen.
Yes,
do
and amen.
In each of us
Hallelujah.
What you need to do, Father. Right Use us. Right we thank you that you sent your Son to purify us.
Hallelujah.
He shed his blood for us. It is finished.
Yes, it is.
We ready ourselves. We say, Holy Spirit, pour your oil into us, Hallelujah. That it may be all you and none of us.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Father, for what you have planned for each one. Mm. We say we are the sons of God.
Yes,
we will do your will in this world.
Amen.
And the world will be changed.
Yes, Lord.
Forever and forever. The world will see you like never before.
Mm.
We'll give you glory like never before. Mm. Oh, Father, just plant a fire in each of us.
Hallelujah.
We say thank you. Thank you that we
thank
are alive
Jesus.
For such a time.